this story is a story where I am the bad neighbor. So Tallahassee, Florida in August is a disgusting swamp. Okay, it's awful. So I was in the pool, fully submerged, like reading a book, because that's the only way I'm comfortable. And another girl about my age was swimming around in the pool, and there were about three or four people on the side. And so she swims up to me and says, "What are you reading?" And I said, "Oh, a book about sex offending," which, out of context, right? So she swam away, reasonably so. But I'm a criminologist, and I study sex crime policy, and Ari definitely would have been on the registry. And so it made sense why I was reading that book. So she continues to swim around for a little bit, and I see her try to get out of the pool on the other side. And at the steps is a walker. And so she's really struggling to get up the steps. And so I call out and I say, do you need any help? Can I help you? And she said, "Oh, yes, thank you so much. I get so embarrassed to ask for help." So I said, trying to lighten the mood, I said, "Never be embarrassed to ask for help. Any one of these assholes could have helped you." So that's where I went wrong, right? That's where it started to derail, right? Because I learned people don't like being called an asshole by a stranger. It's happened to me and I've laughed. So I thought other people had that sort of sensibility, but no, they do not. So I swim over like, yeah, I'm a hero. That's right. I'm going to help this girl out. And so I say, "What can I do?" And she says, "If you just hold my walker steady, I'll get up." And I'm like, perfect. So I'm holding the walker and she reaches up on the railing and screams, "It's hot," and goes back in the water. I'm like, "Oh yeah, and it's really hot." So I'm like splashing water. She does it again. "It's hot." I'm like, yep, still hot, but we can do this. We can do this. And so then she grabs the railing and steps up onto the concrete and screams, "It's hot," and goes back in the water. And I'm like, yeah, everything is hot. This is Florida. It's hot. So now I'm starting to get mad. Like, my patience is wearing thin. And she was out of the pool. We were free. And she went back in the pool. And I'm like, all right, we need to think about this in another way. So why don't I hold the walker and you just pull yourself up using my arm. Don't worry about the railing. Use my arm. She's like, great. So she's pulling herself up, and she goes, and she's on the concrete and holds onto the walker. And so I let go. And she starts to tilt back. It's happening in slow motion. And instinctively, my arm just goes to catch her. So as I'm traveling towards her, she steadies herself, and I grab right onto her breast. I mean, full cupping. And she screams, and I scream, and we're both screaming. I'm like, no, that's not what, no, I was helping. You were falling, and I was helping, and that is what happened. This is, no, I'm sorry. And she's like, I'm okay. I'm like, yep, we're all okay. We're good, right? We're good. And meanwhile, the people on the side were looking at me like, you sicko. And she kind of ran over to grab her towel and got out. And I went and got my book about sex offending, and I left as well. Thank you.